My name is Callie Toscano. I am 15 years old, and today I'm speaking with my Aunt Sharon, who is my mother's brother's wife. We are recording in Fostoria, Ohio. Aunt Sharon, explain how you met your husband.
I met Steve through his aunt, actually, his mother's sister. I was working part-time going to college at the store that she worked at, and he was coming down. He just graduated from college, and there weren't any jobs in Ohio, and so he was looking for jobs in Atlanta, and he was coming down to stay with her to look for a job, and she said, "Could you please go out with my nephew?" She said, "I've got two young boys. I don't know what to do with a college ed. I don't know what to do. Will you go out with him?" And I said, "Well, first I want to see what he looks like." So he jogged up to the store that we were working at, and I'm like, "Oh, okay, I can take this." And I asked him out, and we literally saw each other every day except for one weekend, and we got married a year and a day from the day we met.
What was it like finding true love?
Oh, funny. I don't think you realize it. I think we were just so compatible to begin with. We just enjoyed each other's company. One day, he didn't even propose to me. One day we were at a Braves baseball game, and we were talking about where we would have our wedding. And then he looked at me and he goes, "You are going to marry me, right?" And I'm like, "I've kind of figured that." You know, we just didn't even, it was a gradual thing. So I just don't think, I don't know if I like the word true love versus soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
I like that better. I think it's because you find someone who is so compatible that they just become a part of you.
So what do you do for a living?
Currently, Steve and I are real estate investors. So what we do is we work for ourselves, and we buy and sell vacant properties or properties that are in distress. We usually do not renovate them ourselves. We actually find them, secure the deal, and then pass them on to somebody who actually does want to renovate them and resell them.
That's cool. So you have three kids and a grandkid. What is it like to raise three kids?
Chaotic and awesome at the same time, you know? What do I like about it? I just like that there was always a lot of people in our house and always a lot of friends in and out. We met, what's really cool is my children are all grown and are best friends to this day for 20 years are friends that we met through our kids, because our kids were in sports activities and things like that. And to this day, our kids are all grown in college. Some are married, some have kids, and we're all still best friends, so.
And what was your favorite memory of your kids growing up?
Oh my goodness. My favorite memories are some of the funniest ones too. I don't think I can give you an example of one other than that were just the everyday stuff. Not the big events, not the championship game they won or the award that they brought home from school, but the times that we just laughed uncontrollably at just the stupidest things.
And what's it like being a grandmother?
Okay, that's awesome. What they say is true. Your grandkids are just like so much better than your own kids. I tell my children all the time, I said, the only reason I had kids was to have grandkids, seriously. They're amazing. I think the reason that grandkids are so amazing is because when you are a parent, especially a new parent or a first-time parent, you're so nervous. You think you're not doing it right or what people are going to people are going to say about your parenting, and you don't know. And then after one or two kids, by the time you have your third kid, you go, I got this. And then when you're a grandparent, you just realize that all that other stuff doesn't matter, and you completely, you just completely enjoy them. You know, you just enjoy the smiles and the laughters and the conversations that I think that you don't spend with your kids because you're busy cleaning the house, doing laundry, going to the grocery store. You think you're doing all these things, putting them in sports, doing this, doing that, and you think you're doing it all for your kids, but then you miss out on just the silly conversations you have over a McDonald's hamburger, you know, or at the playground, or, you know, when they just, anything. It's just you now as a grandparent take time to listen to all that stuff because you've matured and you realize that it literally doesn't matter if the laundry is sitting in the, it's Wednesday and the laundry is sitting in the dryer since Sunday. It doesn't really matter, you know? And what matters is the experiences and the time. And you don't realize that when you're young.
So do you think having grandkids have brought you closer to your kids?
I don't know if I would say it brought me closer. I think now you have more in common, and I enjoy my kids. They are adults that I would choose to hang out with, and I think that's the coolest thing. So now we just have more things in common, just one more thing in common. Mm-hmm. And you tend to want to hang out with people that you have things in common with. I'm most proud of the fact that my children are adults that I would actually choose to spend time with, even if they weren't my kids.
That's neat. So what is one piece of advice that you would pass on to the younger generation?
Oh, one piece of advice? Okay. Multiple. Spend your money on experiences, not on things. I think we accumulate so many things, and as you know from this weekend, because we're here at your grandparents' house, my in-laws' house, and we are discarding things. So at the end of life, what are those things? Those things end up in 16 trash bags on the side of the road, and those things had no meaning to us. We had no value attached to them, we had no meaning attached to them. So,
thank you.
More experiences.
I agree with that.